Chapter 4. A quote from Soliloquy of the Spanish Cloister by Robert Browning. Grr, there go my heart's abhorrence. She slept. And as she slept, the old nightmare came back to haunt her. Bree dreamed of drowning and the shrieks of drowning men. She woke up with a shout just as the birds were stirring in the trees outside her window. Her right hand stretched out to pull the shrieking figures from a dark and turbulent sea. She wrapped the duvet around her shoulders, then rubbed her face furiously with both hands. She'd had this dream when she was young. It was always the same. She floated in an ocean she'd never seen before. Someone loomed over her. A woman, she thought, with black hair and pale eyes, whose features were hidden by a smear of dark shadow. A sound of wings disturbed the air. No, not a sound. A percussion of wings that beat inside her head, chest, and lungs. And then suddenly, there was a creation-splitting explosion in the vastness of the sky, and the sea rose up to take her. Sometimes the heavens burst with dark and deadly-looking fire, sometimes with a light so brilliant that she wept at the beauty of it. Both fire and light foretold the deaths. The bodies rose up from the depths of the sea and fell from the storm-cloud sky. They swirled soundlessly, lightly around her, their fingers trailing across her cheeks, their hair brushing her hands. They fell like leaves in a forest. And she dived and dived again to save them, and each time the bodies slipped away, and the faceless woman with the black hair called, "Bree!" She hadn't had the nightmare for years. It was back? Now, after all these years, here in this luxuriously comfortable bed where she felt so safe? Bree shuddered with panic and drew the duvet closer around her shoulders. When she was very young and Antonia a toddler, her mother would come to her in the night and bring her hot, sweet tea to drink and talk away the nightmare. But the dream had gone away when she turned 12, gone, she'd thought, for good. And now it was back.